go to the phones.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much. How are you, Coach Chev? Northeastern State football coach. Now, let me tell folks real quickly, ESPN Tulsa 99.9 FM is going to be carrying NSU games this fall, which is cool. And we're going to have your coach's show on 97.1 each week. And I know you guys have a fundraiser coming up soon. But, hey, it's good to catch up with you here in the summer. How you been?
I've been great. You know, I've been great just, you know, getting these kids ready for fall camp. And we got a good schedule coming up with three Division I games. And so excited about the opportunity for Northeastern State. You know, we've kind of put NSU back on the map. And so that's exciting times for everybody in Tahlequah right now.
Yeah, it's what, the first time you've been ranked in 20 years. And you win that bowl game and have a heck of a year and the whole deal. Coach, have you had any staff changes since last year?
You know, I added a couple more guys to the staff. So we have a new D-line coach, Coach Stevie. He, you know, comes from the NFL. He played in National Football League, played with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and played at USC and Utah. And, you know, Coach Atwell is going to be the full-time defensive coordinator now. Coach Tonavasa went back to California to coach junior college football. And so excited about Jeremy's opportunity to run the defense full-time and, you know, looking forward to just – getting these guys all in line, because we do have a really veteran group coming back. And like you said, Coach, you know, being ranked in the top 25 last year was a huge deal for NSU. Being a number one ranked school in Oklahoma last year was a big deal for us with all the Division II schools in Oklahoma. And so, you know, we're excited about what we've been building. And like I said, we have a veteran team coming back. So I'm excited to see these guys start competing very, very soon.
You done anything new facility-wise, or how's Gable feel?
Yeah, we got some upgrades going in. We got brand new turf going in August, and we got a new scoreboard getting put in August. And so, you know, really excited about the things that we're doing around NSU. You know, it was time obviously to upgrade some of those things. And so, you know, I think it's just a testament to everybody's hard work, our administration, our athletic director, our president, you know, the people in Cherokee Nation, the people that support NSU football. It's been a really good partnership. So we're excited about the things that are going on.
That's a hell of a nice stadium for that level, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think the main thing is just you got to keep up with everybody else, you know, people that are in the surrounding areas, you know, like in the MIAA and those areas, like Pitt State and, you know, the team out west and those schools, they got really good facilities. And I think, you know, we got to keep up. You know, we got to be able to keep up with everybody else, because that's obviously a recruiting tool. And players look at those things. You know, they think it's not just about relationships. It's about both. It's about relationships and also aesthetics, because people notice things when you get things done.
Now, is your quarterback, Donnie Smith, is he back?
Yeah, Donnie's back.
Man.
You know, Donnie's on the watch list for the Harlan Hill Award,
okay.
Obviously, which is the Division II Heisman. And, you know, broke multiple school records last year, threw for over 3,000 yards, threw 5 touchdown passes in the bowl game. Set the school record for yardage and set the school record for completion percentage. So I'm expecting a bigger year out of Donnie this year, because he really didn't start getting going until about the middle of the year when he really took off. So he's been in the system now for a full year, and you know, I think he's very confident in what he's doing. And so I'm excited to see Donnie take the next step this year.
Coach, at your level, what can y'all do with them in the summertime with the players?
Well, right now they're in Summer Bridge, so they're taking classes. And, you know, and workouts are voluntary. That's the way it works at Division II. And so those guys have been taking classes. Most of our freshmen are taking English 1. And a lot of our sophomores are taking English 2 and knocking out a lot of those prerequisites for their AA degree. And so I'm very big on school, and I want to see guys graduate in 3.5 years. So while they're still competing at NSU, if they come in and they're, you know, now with the new rule, it's going to probably be that 5 for 5. Those guys will graduate in 3.5 years, and then they can work on their master's degree. And so they're done with their masters by the time they're done competing at NSU. And so I think with the new rule change, it's going to really allow guys to get their undergrad done and also get their masters done, which I'm really big with our guys about graduation and getting that secondary post, you know, post degree.
You bet. Now, with the exception of strength and conditioning people, can the varsity coaches do anything with them in this period of time?
No, we can't do much with them.
Yeah,
it's just the strength coaches,
right?
You know.
Okay, so Donnie's back. Roughly, what is the breakdown in terms of freshmen that you brought in versus transfers you brought in? How many new faces on the whole, and what is sort of the class breakdown?
We signed 40 freshmen, so we have 40 high school kids that we signed in the signing class, and then we brought in 15 mid-year transfers. And so You know, we had to replace, obviously, some production from last year, losing Levante Chenault and Cam Woods both to graduation. And then Ramon McKinney transferred up to a Division I school. You know, he got some NIL money to make that move, which, we, you know, we were proud of Ramon.
Sure.
But we have a really talented running back room. And, you know, getting back to your original question, you know, we have a talented – this is the best high school class we've signed. Very, very talented. Obviously, when you're winning games, people want to go play for winners. And so – we were able to sign the most Oklahoma kids we've signed since I've been here at NSU, and we've also probably signed the best ranked class, I would say, overall. You know, Mikael Trotter, I think, is the best high school running back in Texas that didn't go to a Division I school. He turned down some Division I, smaller Division I FCS offers to come to us because he saw what Ramon did, and he saw how much production Ramon had. I mean, Ramon had, you know, 1,700 total yards last year, and, you know, and 20-something touchdowns as a tailback. And so, you know, I think these kids see these guys that come up from Texas and that play well and get a chance to go to Division I schools. And so, you know, I'm really excited about, you know, the class we signed. You know, we signed, I think, the best pass rusher in Oklahoma, Kyron Cope out of Muskogee High School. Okay. You know, Kyron had like 16 or 17 sacks last year. And so he's going to play as a freshman for us. You know, we played seven true freshmen, or started seven true freshmen last year. And so, you know, that's a lot for a four-year level university to start seven true freshmen. You know, our center was a true freshman last year in Justice Gillum. Our linebacker, Kale Charbonneau, was a true freshman last year and led the team in tackles. And so I think for us to beat those teams that we did last year with a lot of, with a young team, really, you know, shows a lot about, you know, our coaching staff and how we develop players.
Now, Delta State in the opener, Coach, you know, they had a pretty good football team last year. And classic, I don't mean this to sound bad, but you know, you'll look down there in pregame warm-up, they'll have a couple of UFOs down there, you know, that...
no doubt.
You know what I mean.
No doubt.
You know, but...
No, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But you got them coming to town first game, right?
Yeah, that should be a really good opener for us on August 29th against Delta State. You know, they had some staff turn over, their head coach ended up leaving and going to Ole Miss and being, like, the assistant to the head coach. And so they have a new staff, and so it's going to be a really new team. You know, new coordinators on both sides of the ball. And so, and, you know, they had a lot of turnover on their roster, too. So, you know, we're not going into that game blind, but we're also, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder to scout that game than it would be a normal game because the game footage from last year, a lot of the personnel has changed and all the coaching staff's changed. So, you know, we got to do the best job we can getting our guys ready. And, you know, by doing that, you know, they're going to go out there and play good football.
You bet.
You mentioned some FCS teams there, Northern Colorado, Stephen F. Austin. I know Permian Basin had a really good year last year at the D2 level, right? And you guys faced West Florida. What are the games, you know, it's obviously a challenging schedule. Give us some idea of, you know, the games that you're most excited about with regard to, you know, seeing exactly where you guys are, the litmus test, if you will.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, people keep saying, well, Coach, you got a tough schedule. And I tell everybody, well, we're the toughest team on that schedule. So,
there you go.
You know, we're not worried about that. I mean, we didn't build this program, you know, being soft-minded. You know, we're tough coaches. We got tough players, and we develop them that way. You know, I'm excited about the opener against Delta State. You know, I'm obviously excited about the Missouri S&T game. That was a game that we lost last year and a game that, you know, I felt like we should have won. We didn't play well on offense. We turned the ball over, and that's a game that I, you know, that we're excited to play in at their place. You know, playing three Division I schools, you know, which are money games, as we know, Coach Jones, you got to have those on the schedule to supplement, you know, the budget. And so I'm excited about those. Going to Greeley, you know, obviously I was in Boulder for 10 years as a player and a coach. And so, and it's not that far from Boulder, so I'm sure there'll be some people there that come to that game. You know, playing Stephen F. Austin, who went deep in the FCS playoff last year, is a really good football program. You know, West Florida making the move up to Division I, playing them down in Pensacola, you know, obviously is exciting for us because we played that game right down to the wire last year and lost in the last drive of the game, you know. And so, you know, we have a really good schedule, but, you know, like I said, that's what you want. You know, I think if you're a top, you know, top 25 ranked program like we are, I mean, you want to play tough teams. I mean, that's why we do this, you know. So I'm excited for the challenge. Our players are excited for the challenge and looking forward to getting camp started off on August 5th.
Now, July the 30th, you got this golf tournament. So that's now where are you going to play it?
Yeah, so the golf tournament's July 30th at Cherokee Springs in Tahlequah. And really, you know, the reason why we're doing these things is we got to raise money. When you have seven road games, you got to pay for travel, right? And so we're trying to raise funds. All the money that we make from that golf tournament is going to go for our travel. And, you know, as a Division II program, you know, you got to be creative on how you fundraise. And so we're doing a lot of fundraisers, and this is a big one for us. Hopefully we can generate some funds that can, you know, go towards this travel cost. And, you know, even if people can't play in the golf tournament, they can sponsor a foursome. It's $500 for a foursome, and all that money is going to go towards travel for the players. And so, you know, we're excited about that.
Season opener for Northeastern State football in Tahlequah, Gable Field, Doc Wadley Stadium, Delta State, August the 29th. Noontime start, and you can hear it right here on 99.9 FM ESPN Tulsa. Coach Severini, head coach of Northeastern State, you're doing a great job down there. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. Best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good one.